Welcome to Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chris Singleton. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Greg Norton. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jeff Abbott. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Johnson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mike Sirotka. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Johnny Damon. Batting second. The second baseman, Carlos Febles. Batting third. The DH, Mike Sweeney. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jermaine Dye. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mark Quinn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joe Ronda. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dave McCarty. Batting eighth. The catcher, Brian Johnson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ray Sanchez. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Chad Durbin. And now, play ball. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Durham is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Valentin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dye. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sanchez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Valentin moves to third. 2 outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Konerko strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Johnny Damon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Damon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos Febles is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Febles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Norton fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Sweeney hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Dye hits a ball on the ground towards third. Norton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Febles scoops it up and throws to first, with Durbin covering, for the out. 1 out. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sanchez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Norton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Abbott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Quinn. Abbott reaches second base with a double. Norton goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Mark Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarty scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mark Quinn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Ronda is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ronda hits a fly ball into right field. Abbott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave McCarty batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McCarty hits a fly ball into right field. Abbott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Quinn. Durham reaches second base with a double. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Febles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Durham moves to third. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Durham scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Konerko is 0 for 1 in the game. Konerko takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Chris Singleton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to third. Konerko moves to second. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a fly ball into center field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Norton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Norton hits a fly ball into center field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Brian Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Norton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Damon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Damon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 2, Royals, 2. Carlos Febles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Febles is 0 for 1 in the game. Febles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sweeney is 0 for 1 in the game. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Dye is 0 for 1 in the game. Dye hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Singleton who is chasing the ball. Dye reaches third base with a triple. Sweeney goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Royals. Mark Quinn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Quinn is 0 for 1 in the game. Quinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dye scores. It's 4-2, Royals. Joe Ronda is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ronda is 0 for 1 in the game. Ronda hits a pop-up towards first. Konerko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Abbott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Abbott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Febles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarty scoops it up and throws to first, with Durbin covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Dave McCarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McCarty is 0-for-1 in the game. McCarty hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Royals. Brian Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sanchez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sanchez hits a fly ball into right field. Abbott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Damon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Damon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-2, Royals. Scott Ayer now pitching. Carlos Febles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Febles is 0-for-2 in the game. Febles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sweeney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Febles moves to second. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dye is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Dye hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Febles scores. There goes Sweeney trying to get to second. Lee throws the ball into Valentin, who tags Sweeney for the out. Dye moves to second. 2 outs. It's 8-2, Royals. Mark Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Quinn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dye scores. It's 9-2, Royals. Joe Ronda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ronda is 0-for-2 in the game. Ronda hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Abbott, who is chasing the ball. Ronda reaches third base with a triple. Quinn goes all the way around to score. It's 10-2, Royals. Dave McCarty is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McCarty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McCarty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 10, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Valentin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dye. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Konerko is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Konerko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Valentin scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 10-3, Royals. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Singleton hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Konerko moves to third. It's 10-4, Royals. Jerry Spradlin now pitching. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ronda fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Konerko scores. Two outs. It's 10-5, Royals. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Norton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Abbott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Abbott hits a pop-up towards third. Ronda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 10, and the White Sox 5. The Royals will come to bat. Brian Johnson is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sanchez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sanchez hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Damon is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Damon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos Febles is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Febles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Febles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Damon moves to second. Mike Sweeney batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Sweeney is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sweeney takes first base on ball four. Damon moves to third. Febles moves to second. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Dye is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Dye hits a ball on the ground towards third. Norton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 10, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Febles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Durham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Durham strikes out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Valentin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 10, and the White Sox 5. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Park now pitching. Mark Quinn is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Quinn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Ronda batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Ronda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Ronda takes first base on ball 4. Dave McCarty is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McCarty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McCarty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ronda moves to second. Brian Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko fields it and throws to second for the out. Ronda moves to third. 2 outs. Ray Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sanchez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 10, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sanchez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Konerko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ronda fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Singleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lee is 0-for-3 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ronda fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 10, and the White Sox 5. The Royals will come to bat. Johnny Damon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Damon is 4-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Damon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Damon for the out. 1 out. Carlos Febles is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Febles is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Febles strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Sweeney is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Sweeney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 10, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Norton is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Norton hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarty scoops it up and throws to first, with Spradlin covering, for the out. 1 out. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Abbott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Abbott strikes out. 2 outs. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Sanchez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 10, and the White Sox 5. The Royals will come to bat. Kelly Wunsch now pitching. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Dye is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Dye is called out on strikes. 1 out. Mark Quinn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Quinn is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Quinn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 11-5, Royals. Joe Ronda is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ronda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ronda hits a fly ball into right field. Abbott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave McCarty batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. McCarty is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McCarty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 11, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Reichert now pitching. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Durham is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Durham strikes out. 1 out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Valentin is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ronda fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Febles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City.